Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
This is from John. John writes, "Hi, Evan. I listen to every Rico. Thank you for being the voice of our Mets through limited, good, and all the bad. I have two questions. I'm watching game three right now. In the first inning, he's watching game two right now because he's going to refer to Nolan McLain. Nolan McLain looks good so far, but I remembered you saying this was going to be the only game you go to this weekend. Was that because you don't want to hear Joe Davis and John Smoltz call another Dodger BJ game?" That's funny. That was not the reason. I did not go to Saturday's game because of that. I went because two things, and I think this is worth addressing. I mentioned my kid got one of those season ticket benefits of running on the field. And number two, I said for a while to my family, I will only go to one Dodger game. And it has nothing to do with the fans. It has nothing to do with Joe Davis. It has nothing to do with Ohtani. It has to do with what the way the Mets priced these games. The Mets use dynamic pricing. So as a season ticket holder, a game on a Monday night against Atlanta is going to be a lot cheaper than a game on a Friday night or a Saturday night against the Dodgers. The Met-Dodger games, for where I sit, were embarrassingly expensive. And so I went to one game, went with four tickets, and I made it my business to sell Friday and Sunday because I could not, in good conscience, pay that kind of money to go to a Met regular season game. I thought it was just embarrassing. And so even if I didn't get my money back, which I did not, I'll take as much as I can get back rather than dropping the crazy ask that they had for Mets Dodgers. So the reason I only went to one game is because of the price. Like this upcoming series against Atlanta, I think I may go to 2 out of 3 games. The series against Miami, I may go to 3 out of 4 games because they're not that they're cheap, but they're not offending you the way they did the Dodger prices. And I'm not alone because they announced for game one of this series, 35,000. For game two, they announced 36,000. And for game three, they announced 34,000, which sounds like pretty good crowds. If I compared them to other crowds this season, they're actually kind of low. And the reason they're kind of low, one theory could be, well, they suck. That's number one. But number two, I think a lot of people felt the way I did, which is I'm not spending that kind of money. That's crazy. I'm looking at other home games this season to see like how often they've drawn less than that. It's not that many games.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Like, the 34,000 they announced is towards the bottom in terms of how they've drawn this season. Opening day obviously had the biggest, 41,000. Yankees, 41,000. They had a game against the Marlins Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, 40,000. A game against the Braves, 40,000. Walk-off against the Marlins, May 29, 39,000. Two of the Philly games, 39,000, 38,000. A Miami game, 38,000. An Atlanta game in June, 38,000. A Boston game in June, 38,000. An Atlanta game in June, 38,000. A A's game on a Saturday in April, 38,000. A game against the Rockies in late April, 38,000. All bigger crowds than any of the Dodger games. I admit, the Mets not playing well and not putting tickets on sale right away, obviously an impact as well, but the prices were offensive. They are. And so, yes, just long-winded way to answer your question about why I only went to one game. That's why I went to one game. I mean, come on. Absolute pigs. And I get it. The Mets aren't alone in this. Like, every team does it. They price based on the opponents. And the LA Dodgers are the LA Dodgers. And I mentioned the crowds not being that big in terms of paid attendance. It was also mostly Dodger fans. I would say it was probably about 60-40 Mets. Like, I don't think it was 80-20 Dodger fans or anything like that. Being there, you see a ton of Ohtani jerseys, a ton of Betts jerseys, Yamamoto jerseys. Dodger crap is everywhere. But it was probably about 60-40 Mets. You know, you can knock one out of the park and raise the apple with Takara Chuhai, a sparkling cocktail that blends real shochu spirits with the delicious flavors of fruits locally grown in Japan. Available at Citi Field and Fuji Apple, of course, white peach and lemon. If you go to the Atlanta series or the Miami series, it will be a lot less expensive. That's for sure. I did try out my vouchers, which that I enjoyed. Basically $10 on every ticket that you buy for food. So when I went to that concession stand on Saturday and I'm getting, you know, three chicken fingers, two hot dogs, you know, all this crap, the bill comes out to $80. And I'm like, God damn, $80 to get food. And then I said, hey, can I use all my vouchers? And she said, yeah. So boom, it's $70. Boom, it's $60. Boom, it's $50. Before you know it, it's $40. I'm like, all right, not too bad. So I guess that's the positive.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call?
HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.